It was the summer of 1948. My wife, S, was 8 months pregnant. We had just bought a new house. And for the first time in years, I was out of work. I was sitting in my office one hot afternoon in August, wondering what to do next, when the telephone rang. It was Harry Ackerman, head of West Coast programming for CBS Radio. Jess, he began, "Have you heard the new show Lucille Ball is doing for us? My Favorite Husband." I told him I hadn't heard it. "Well, it's only been on the air for a few weeks. Fox and Davenport have been doing most of the writing, but they're going back to Ozzie and Harriet when the hiatus is over. Would you be interested in writing a script for us?" Well, in the previous 12 years, I had worked with practically every star in Hollywood, but for some reason I had never run into Lucille Ball. I knew who she was, of course. I mean, I'd seen her in Stage Door with Katharine Hepburn and The Big Street with Henry Fonda. The impression I had of Lucille Ball was that of a wisecracking showgirl type. But apart from that, I knew relatively little about her. But Harry had caught me in a receptive mood. "Sure," I said. "Why not?" "That's great. Do you know Lucille?" "No, I've never met her, Harry, but I'll listen to the show this week. When's it on?" "Friday night, 9 o'clock. "Why don't I send you over a couple of scripts so you get a feel for the show?" "Okay, that'll be fine. By the way, who's the sponsor?" "We're still looking for one." Well, the scripts arrived the next morning. My Favorite Husband, I learned from reading them, was really sort of a society show. Lucy played Elizabeth Cugat, the gay, sophisticated, socialite wife of a bank vice president. But instead of sticking to the pattern set in the previous episodes, I made what turned out to be a fortuitous decision. For 5 years, I had been writing the Baby Snooks radio program, starring Fanny Bryce as Snooks, a wise, beyond-her-years little girl who constantly drove her daddy crazy, and I decided to make Lucy's character a bit more like Snooks, less sophisticated, more childlike, more impulsive, a stage-struck schemer with an overactive imagination that got her into embarrassing situations. This would give me an excuse to engage Lucy in some broad slapstick comedy. The storyline involved Liz's scheme to get the lead in the Young Matrons League's annual theater production over husband George's objections. And the opening scene set the tone.
"Oh, Katie."
"Yes, Mrs. Cugat, what is it?"
"Katie, you don't have to serve breakfast this morning. I'll serve Mr. Cugat myself."
"Well, don't you feel well, Mrs. Cugat?"
"Yes, but there's a special little favor I want from him, and if he thinks I cooked the breakfast, it might put him in a better frame of mind."
"Well, if he thinks you cooked it, Mrs. Cugat, I don't think he'll eat it."
"Well, fix something real nice, like scrambled eggs."
"I'll make a nice omelet." "Oh, you can always get around a man with food. I used to get anything I wanted from my first husband, Clarence. I'd just cook him an omelet and put in a whole bottle of Tabasco sauce."
"A whole bottle?"
"Uh-huh. And I wouldn't give him a glass of water till he said yes."
"Just leave out the Tabasco. I've done everything to keep George in a nice frame of mind this morning."
"All right."
"Liz! Hey, Liz, where are my clothes? I can't find them anywhere."
"They're all there, George. I hung them up."
"Well, what did you do that for? I had them all neatly laid out on the floor where I could find them."
"Hello? Oh, hello, Ann. Lunch? How can you think of it? Aren't you going to the tryouts for the play? The Young Matrons League. It's in the paper this morning. On the society page, I just put it in front of George's place at the table. And you know what, Anne? Anatole Brodny is going to be in the audience on opening night." "Yes, the famous Hollywood director. He used to live in town here. Oh, I hope George will let me try out. Oh, here he comes. I'll call you later, Anne." "Good morning, dear."
"Good morning, dear. Well, what's for breakfast? Katie!"
I told Katie to work around the house."
"Are you cooking breakfast?"
"Well, you're my favorite husband."
"Okay. What do you want from me, Liz?"